Amin Reiner here from Sage Investors, and this is take number 14. A couple years ago, I wrote a little post talking about how much I felt investing was getting very weird. And there was just a lot of things that were happening at that time, which just didn't sync up with things that should happen when it comes to investing and making investing decisions. And a lot of it has to do with just the fact we've been living in a world for the last 15 or so years of essentially zero interest rates, zero cost of money, cost of capital being extremely low. And what that created was a situation where there were very few options for investors, especially investors who are not as, you know, willing to take on risk. There were very little options, and that created the whole TINA concept. There are no other alternatives. And it forced people to expand their risk tolerances, or, you know, take on more risk than they were comfortable with. And, you know, unfortunately, it took a global health crisis to kind of flip that narrative. And so things were very weird. You had companies and investing ideas and products that had no cash flow, no history of being valuable, and all of a sudden being valuable. You had bankrupt companies selling at premiums. So that, you know, that's kind of how that time where I thought investing was getting weird. Right now, I think investing, I'm kind of in that stage right now where I'm thinking investing is getting a little bit weird again. But this time it's really, I think it's a good kind of weird, in the sense where now, because interest rates have been going up, which are not a great thing, and it's not great conducive to stock prices, it's actually creating more options for investors to seek yield. We're not just cozying up to a lot of high risk stuff. We're not just buying, you know, having to buy stocks or derivatives or meme stocks or, you know, NFTs. You know, those are out there. Those are still out there. But now there's other options for people who just don't want to, you know, it's just a little bit too make people uncomfortable. And what I'm talking about, you know, bonds, fixed income type of securities, because we're in a stage right now, we're in a situation right now where you can get near equity level returns at a much, much lower risk profile. Just look at some of the numbers here. Like, you can, at one point you can get a 6-month T-bill, US T-bill was coming in at like 5%. There's a point here, and the whole bank issue kind of changed it a little bit, but not so much, in the sense that, you know, at one point the entire US yield curve, short-term bonds, medium duration bonds, long-term bonds, were all yielding about 4%. Here in Canada, it was about 4 to 5%. Here in Canada, you can open a high interest savings account. There's ETF products out there now that'll get you about 4.8 to 5%. Again, that's with very little risk. Contrast that to the dividend yields, comparable dividend yields on the S&P 500, for example, was, you know, tracking at about 1.8, 1.9%. Dividend yield on the TSX composite here in Canada is like around 3%. I'm an investment coach. I teach people how to make investment decisions with respect to buying stocks and selling stocks and ETFs. But right now, like, and I still do, because I think there's an important place for it. But right now, it's really hard. The value proposition for stocks right now is really hard because of just, there are alternatives now. And where the weirdness comes in for me, as I said, I teach people to focus on, you know, about stocks. But what I've had to do, and I think it's an important trait that I see really, people are really good at the investing thing, is to be open-minded, and to embrace other concepts that might be outside your comfort zone or outside your wheelhouse. So for me, bonds and fixed income are outside my comfort zone. I've, like, in the last 20 plus years that I've been doing this, I haven't been really investing in bonds. I've been pretty much in the equity space. But here I am, you know, where I sit right now, and I'm looking at my portfolios, and I have pretty meaningful exposures right now to financial stocks, to bank stocks, to fixed income, you know, short-term fixed income, long-term fixed income, high interest, short-term savings type stuff. I'm materially into that space now. And when if I look at my cash level, which has been historically very high, I've carried a lot more cash in my portfolios because I've just not been satisfied with the valuations that have been out there, begrudgingly. My cash levels now, pure cash levels, like below 20%. So this is, I'm in a very weird spot. And this is where I'm talking about how investing is getting a little bit weird again. It's because just the traditional type things that have generationally not been considered options are now options now. The value proposition right now for stocks, I don't think it's ever been as lower as it is as we are right now. And if interest rates continue to stay high, and there's no reason why they can't, and we're seeing a lot of rumblings, and the data is showing that inflation is tracking down, but one of my narratives is about inflation going down, but settling at a higher rate than historically we've been used to. So does that trigger? It could trigger things. We're in an environment right now, also on top of all this, we're in an environment where we're looking, we're talking about bond yields. Well, we're looking at a yield curve right now that still remains inverted, and often that is a predictor of incoming economic slowdown, recessions. So we're at a stage right now where things are weird in the sense that interest rates are high and they may stay high, and that might cause certain things to break. We've already seen the one thing to break, which has been small, medium-sized banks, boutique-y banks, getting caught on the interest rate trade and having to basically sell and wind down. And that's the first thing. So the question is, if rates stay high, is are other things going to start getting weird? Now, having said all that, I'm sounding kind of not very optimistic, but as I said, investing is kind of weird right now because we have options for yield, but also at the same time, if stocks do go down, if other assets do go down, I think this is a really interesting opportunity for the younger crowd, the younger generation. And I know things have been really rough, and things are rough all over the place. But this might be a gold we might be walking in, or we might actually be in that mode right now where we might be in a golden opportunity, in a golden era for investing, for especially for the younger crowd. If they can square away and shovel away a few dollars into a corner that they don't need and drop it into some, basic kind of like ETF kind of investments. Or, really look at some good quality companies. There's opportunities to get in there and pick up some of these companies at a really cheap price. And on top of that, the fact of the matter is there's opportunities for yield and opportunities to create a really nice diversified portfolio of some good high yielding fixed income and some good high growth opportunity kind of companies and businesses. And that's at the end of the day, that's what you want in investing, right? It's to have a portfolio of good quality assets. And I think we might be in that zone where we might be that opportunity where we need to kind of maybe pay a little bit more attention about what's going on with various different type of investing securities. As I said, I've never meaningfully invested in the financial side in terms of fixed income, in terms of banks. Like I've never really held bank stocks. I've dabbled from in them, periodically. I jump in and jump out, but I've never really got into them primarily because of my experience and training, analyzing companies. Bank stocks are hard to analyze because they use a totally different accounting kind of a system and methodology and approach. And a lot of times I found it to be very black boxy-ish. And so I've always been hesitant to what, you see the numbers, like they're just printing money left and right, but as we've just seen with the cases of the small and medium banks in the US and the stuff we're seeing in Credit Suisse in Europe, there's a lot of ambiguous stuff that these banks do. And it's always never, I've never, it's never settled well with me. But here I am, and I'm looking at my portfolio, and I do have material exposure to banks, both in the US and in Canada, but high quality companies, high quality banks. And the narrative that I'm playing on is that if rates stay high, bank margins, lending margins are going to stay high, interest income margins are going to stay high, and these companies are just going to keep printing money. Even though if we go into a recession, they're sure there's going to be issues with their portfolio and their lending books, but overall, these companies are going to be fine, especially the higher quality type companies. So that's one side. And again, I'm not used to this. So I'm trying to wrap myself around holding these type of companies. And I hold me almost historically like industrial based tech, those kind of like consumer oriented luxury retail. Those have been kind of my healthcare materials. Those have been my, core investing holdings. But now that we have a real chunk of it into banks has been a bit unsettling for me. It's just weird for me. And that's where I'm talking about investing is weird right now. I'm just in a space right now holding things that I'm just not used to holding. I'm not used to holding bonds. But here I am. And this is the key takeaway for me, is just it's just you got to learn and you got to be open-minded and be willing to embrace new ideas and concepts. And then just apply some of the sound basic investing principles about buying low, selling high, quality businesses, quality assets. As long as you're in that kind of, that's my investing ideology. And as long as I'm following through on that ideology, and as long as these bank stocks that I own and fixed income and high savings account products that I own are quality, I'm following my investing ideology. So right now, as I said, I'm holding a lot more bonds now. Both at the, initially I was holding a lot of long-term type bonds because I think that's going to ultimately the play. At some point, interest rates are going to fall back. And ultimately, the long side of the yield curve is the space that's going to have the biggest bang for the buck and the biggest pop. But at the same time, right now, I'm adding short-term securities. I'm also starting to get a little bit more into the short-term part of the yield curve. Both here, I'm talking really Canadian because I'm keeping my money more domestic here because I think there could be US dollar issues down the road. I'm trying to try to be as diversified across the yield curve because right now, as I said, short-term money and long-term money, you're getting a better deal holding short-term money right now. So I'm trying to lock in some of that yield right now. Again, this is very weird stuff. Like this is not normally part of the playbook, but here we are. And again, trying to keep open mind, be open-minded about the reality of things. So that is, it's really, I just wanted to share that right now is that, we're in a very interesting part of the show with respect to the investing cycle. It's a bit weird, but not weird like it was a couple of years ago. I think there's some good weirdness here, and I think there's some good opportunities here, especially for the younger crowd looking to get into investing, looking to start building a foundation for their long-term financial security. I'm thinking this might be as, bad and weird as it is, it might actually be a golden age and a golden era, a golden window of opportunity here for us, for people to build some stable, well-diversified portfolios of quality assets. Because right now, from a stock perspective, we could be entering a period where the value proposition for stocks is not great, which means stock prices could be lower. So opportunities to buy some really great companies on the cheap could be presenting themselves. On the flip side, we're getting yield right now at a lower risk profile. Here's an opportunity to build a nice diversified bond portfolio or have a bond exposure at some meaningful and locking in at some meaningful rates for the next while. So it's an interesting time, a weird time, and potentially a profitable and a golden opportunity type time. So definitely pay attention. I'm paying attention right now, and I'm trying to wrap my head around all this weirdness for me based on my experience. And that's okay. And the bottom line is that's okay. That's what investing is. You're always learning, you're always exploring new ideas, new concepts, and making sure that if there's concepts and ideas and opportunities that are in alignment with your investing ideology, with your value system, be open to them and don't restrict yourself to just saying, I'm just a value investor, I just buy ETFs. Take a look around. There's always something interesting, and that's sometimes a little bit, and that might feel a little bit weird and a little bit uncomfortable. That's all I got for you today. If you want some more takes, you can follow me through my website, sageinvestors.ca. Lots of information about the investing courses that I do teach, and some videos and blog posts and everything like that. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is at Sage Investors. I also do have a Facebook page and a LinkedIn page. You can just do a search on Sage Investors and you should find me there. So that's all we got today. That's it. That's all. My name is Amin Rain again from Sage Investors, and trying to keep you in the loop. So take care and we'll see you around. Bye bye.